Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Am Yoshev Mitzion. It's based in the Torah of Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. In the Seder Makas Dam Tzvardeya, etc., the word Makas is added before Bechoros. Makas Bechoros. We don't say Makas Dam, Makas Tzvardeya. We just say Makas Bechoros. So that's because Tzvardeya is the Guf HaMakah. The Makah is the frog. The Makah is the Dever, is the Shin. But the Bechoros aren't the Makah. The Makah is the Makah's Bechoros. So then the question is, when Rabbi Yehuda made Simonim, he said, Titzach, Adash, Be'achav. What's with the base of Be'achav? Bechoros. But what about the Mem? Should have been Be'acham, Makah's Bechoros. In a number of mitzvahs in the Torah, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ribis, Mishkalos. Rashi brings the parish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anisha of Chantu Yitzias Mitzrayim ben Bechor Shein HaBechor, Afani Odea v'Nifram in Amal v'Mois l'Yisrael, Beribis, V'Omer Shal Noch Rihem, Chen B'Tzitzis. So we have various mitzvahs that God said, I distinguished in Mitzrayim between the Bechor and not the Bechor. I know who's landing with Ribis, and then he's claiming that it's the money's a guy's, and Tzitzis also. I distinguish between the Bechoris, I know how to distinguish between real trailers and Kali Elon, the fake stuff, the fake trailers. So the question is, why do we need this example of God distinguishing the Bechoros? So God distinguishes everything. God knows the difference between everything. Why do we have to come on to the Bechoros to say, I distinguish in the Bechoros, I wasn't distinguished between X, Y, and Z? Just say that Hashem distinguishes. He knows who's Lanz Ribis, who doesn't, who's wearing real trailers, who's wearing fake trailers. There are mitzvahs where it says V'yareisim Elokecha, and Rashi says everything Maser Lalev, God knows V'yareisim Elokecha. This mitzvah might be in your heart, but God knows what's in your heart. So besides the general mitzvah of Hashem Elokecha Tira, there's a special Asher of V'yareisim Elokecha that only God knows. You have to fear God. And B'chazik Yer Yira, that Hashem knows what you're thinking. But this requires an explanation, because according to this, there should be an Azhara in every Avera that's done Bitsina. Every Avera that's done Bitsina, there should be an Azhara B'Yareisim Elokecha, and there isn't. So why is that? So we'd like to say a new Yisod in Avoda. All Avodas Hashem is built on the first Siman Shulchan Aruch, Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, that you're always in front of God. זה ברור כי בכל סעיף בעבודה מופשטת, אם יש לו אדם משל וציור עליו מענייני עולם המוחשי, נתווספת לו תקיפות. So in every chapter, so to speak, of abstract avoda, it only adds if you are able to see this in a concrete way. You're able to add a mashal, some type of concrete illustration. So in Yanei Olam, we have a tfisa that one person is watching over another. And from this, we can take a mashal to avoda that God sees and God hears. So this, we can be mitzayir b'tchum shel chavis heivarim, that other people can see what's going on. However, what about chavis halavavos, the hashgacha in your, what's going on in your heart? There's no mashal ben Yanei Olam. Chazal say that Ein Adam Yodea Ma Shebelev Chaveiro, Sanhedrin 38a, to Rashi. Whereas by Kedusha the Chiyuv of Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Tam, it includes the Hakara, that there's Hashgach on a person's heart. So when it comes to Inyane Evarim, we don't have a Moshe, we don't have a Dugma in the outside world. This is all... It's only in the realm of Kedusha that God knows what's going on in your heart. So a person can see what you're doing. So we have a mashal there. We don't have a mashal to God knowing, to somebody knowing what's in your heart. Somebody knowing what's private, what's hidden. That only relates to Hashem. So therefore we have a special Asher V'yareisim Elokecha, to be mechazik this inyan and avodas Hashem, that only God knows. that you should fear Hashem because he knows what's going on. So we need a special ashara. So it's a special avod that says, Yirmor Hashemayim Shvikamor Abasar V'dam. So we have a mashal. Here we have no mashal, so we need a special chizuk of Yireisim Elokecha. So what's the shorish of this koch to serve Hashem in a matter that there's no dugma, there's no mashal minyanei olam? That's what it says in Makkos Bechoras, an evil malach, lo saraf, an evil acher, al kadosh baruch hu b'chvodu v'atzma, meaning that in Makkos Bechoras, we see the bereishis of the Bria. By being bevatel the bechina of reishis onim ba'olei cham, which is the zelu mazeh of Yisrael, we see the true reishis. Shebisvil Yisrael shenegru reishis never olam. Makkos Bechoras, it was a gilui of the reishis of the Bria. We know that the 10 makkos correspond to the 10 ma'amars, the first makkah to the 10th ma'amar, the second makkah to the 9th ma'amar. Each makkah peeled away another ma'amar, and then the last makkah got all the way back to Bereishis, which is Bechoras, the firstborn, relates back to Bereishis, the first, the beginning. So we have reishis onim ba'olei chon, right? The Cham, the beginning of your strength is in the tense of Cham, Tehillim 78:51. So there, Cham is Mitzrayim. They're also called Reishis. So that's the Zelu Mazeh of the Jewish people. And now we see the true Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenegru Reishis Nivra Olam. The beginning of the Bria, there was no Malach, there was no Saraf. All there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling for himself the Jewish people, Bereishis, Shri Yisrael Shenegru Reishis, Baras HaKol. And on Makkos Bechoros, which is a Beir on that Darga that's called Reishis, there's no room for any Pamal Yishal Malin, not a Malach, not a Sarav. Like at the time of Bereishis, just Ani Hashem, V'lo Acher, he's Mevar the Reishis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as mine line is Dines, is dine a line mine? Im kshani eiti levade eiti atasha eiti atasham. Because Yisrael, if when I was alone, as main a line is dines, when I was alone, you were there, because Yisrael alu b'machshav etchila. So too, is dine a line mine? When you're alone, I'm going to be there with you, in your machshav, just like when I was alone. You are in my machshava. When you're alone, I'm going to be with you in your machshava. And even lo acher. So when HaKadosh Baruch was alone, that's mechayev chovas halavavas. And even lo acher. It's only me. So that's mechayev special. That's mechayev the Jewish people. Be very careful to look into their own hearts, to know that God is in their thoughts, just like when Hashem was alone. He was thinking of the Jewish people, they were in his thoughts. So too, when we're alone in our thoughts, God's there with us in our thoughts. And that all relates to the Bereishis, back to the beginning of time, before there was anything, just Hashem. And that's the avod of Makkos Bechoros. The avod of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Sama, that God is there with us right now. And there's no Mashal and Yanei Olam because it relates back to the Bereishis. It's B'makom Achi Pnimi B'Nefesh. So it emerges that the two things, V'Yareisim Elokecha and Anisha Efrati Ben Tipa Shel Bechor, are two sides of the same coin. V'Yareisim Elokecha is a warning. And Anisha Evchanti is Belashon Hoda. Me'ayin Belashon Hoda, Me'ayin Megios, Ma'ilas Eilu. So the Yireisim Elokecha is a warning. You have to fear God. God's in your thoughts. He knows exactly what you're thinking. And the other side of the coin is he distinguished between the Bechoritz of Mitzrayim and the Bechoritz of Yisrael. Just like I punish the Bechoros, which is a Beirur, and the Bechor of the world. That's the Beira and the Reishis of the world on the Jewish people being the chosen ones. Shri Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. So you know how I know what's going on in your heart, in your mind? So that's we see that in the Anisha of Chanti, I distinguish in the Bechoros of Mitzrayim. Meaning I do this Makas Bechoros to be Mavar, who's the true Bechor of the world. Because when I was Allah b'machshava, when I was, it was just me, I said, B'ni Bechori Yisrael. I decided the Jews are going to be my Bechor. And therefore I distinguish between the Bechor of the Jews and the Bechor of the Mitzrayim. So that's Machayv v'yoresem Elokecha. God's, when you're alone in your thoughts, God's with you there. Just like when he was alone in his thoughts, you were with him. You were in his thoughts at that time. So we go back to the beginning, the simanim the Rebbe Yehuda gave. What do you give these simanim for? Tzach, Hadash, Bachav, what's that all about? So this is Miyusad on the Pasuk, Yemetzeis Chamei Yotzai Merein Nuflaos. Like it says, Zecher Asa Nuflaosav, like we've mentioned in the past, that the Nuflaos of Mitzrayim, of the future, are there's a memory of them in Mitzrayim. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Look at Mitzrayim. There's a Zecher and Olam Hazeh for the Nuflaos that are going to be in the future. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda made these Neflos into a simanim. These are simanim for the future. So in other words, you should know that these are simanim for the future. All these makas are simanim of what's going to happen in the future. And that's why Bechoros is without the makah. Because on this day we see Bechush only in the Chitzonius. We see the death of the Bechoros of Mitzrayim. But Lasid Lavo, we're going to see the Neflos that come out of the Zecher in this world. And the Bechin of what's hidden is going to come out and be actualized. It's going to be nicker that this makah was Bechoros HaReishis, which is the Iker HaGilui. So he made simanim. He wanted to show these are simanim for the future. So what's the simon for the future? The mak of the Bechoros? No. That's what happened back then. But the simon for the future is the Bechor, which means that this the Iker of this makah was the Gilui, that Hashem distinguishes between the Bechoros of Mitzrayim and the Bechoros of Yisrael. Because this goes back to the Bechin of Reishis, of what the Reishis of the world was. Shvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. So that's the Iker Gilui of Makas Bechoros. The Yisrael Olo B'machshava Tchila. And that was the Beirur of the Bereishis of the Bria. The Zelu Mazev Reishis Anu Ba'alei Chom. That they're the Reishis, and against that Reishis comes on Yisrael. And if we don't write, and that's why it's Makas Bechoros, it's Ani. Ani V'lo Malach, Ani V'lo Saraf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us that it was just him. Because this makah is Bechinas Reishis, the beginning of time when it was just him, just Hashem. And at that time, he chose the Jewish people, Olah B'machshav, and therefore in the siman that we have over here, it's just Bechoros, because it's a sign for the future that we're going to see that it's just the Bechor. That's all we have. Meaning, not the makah, the Iker is the Gilui of the Bechoros. That Hashem chose us, the Reishis of Am Yisrael, as opposed to the Reishis of the Reishis Onim Ba'alei Chom. The opposite Reishis. That's the Pasuk in Tehillim. Vayach kol b'chor v'mitzrayim Reishis onim ba'alei chom. He smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the first fruits, the first of their strength in the tents of Cham. So he showed now who the true Reishis was. That in all of b'machshav etchila, that when it was just Hashem, he already thought of Am Yisrael, and not the false Reishis of Mitzrayim. The Zelu Mazeh. Thank you so much for listening.